You'll do a lot of heavy editing. Mm.
I'm just going to get my mouse, which I've left outside in my pocket.
Oh, in your pocket.
Oh, no,
there's a jacket here. So, as a matter of interest, what have you done with that in respect of the sort of local archive? Have you sort of formally deposited it? That you, I know you've got a copy of it.
Yeah.
Have you formally deposited it or not?
I have it incidentally, before we get any further, have you got the 11th of March in your diary?
Yes, I have. Yeah.
Because
I think I think
that DVD will be shown on a screen.
On a continuous loop.
Because
the trouble is, you actually have to think about. You have to sort of spend time. Actually, sit down and watch it to get any real benefit out of it.
Mm.
That's the problem.
That's the longest one.
Now you ought to just. Well, it's not for me to say really, but out of courtesy, you probably ought to let the Parker family know that you're.
I'd quite like him to come, John, if he would, but I don't know whether he would.
Yes. I mean, because actually, Eric Martin, his brother-in-law, was his sister's, his elder sister's, who's still alive, age 90-something, and she doesn't look a day over 75, last time I saw her, which is about 2 years ago. They had lost their copy of this, and I don't know how I got onto the subject, but some time before I last saw them both, which was actually at June Butler's funeral, actually, I had must have seen him, and I made some copies and dropped them through his letterbox, and showing his grandchildren, no. His great grandchildren. Well, no. I think great grandchildren are a bit too small, but. And they none of them had seen it because, you know, the originally it was on reel tape, sort of reel video from the studio, which the John Parker acquired. But one of his office chaps was quite a techie sort of chap for that era, and he got it. It was him who put it on the video for me.
But was that actually on South Today, that
program? Gosh. The first one was on Southern.
Yeah.
And then the second one was on the equivalent of BBC South, yeah.
So yeah, apart
the second
from
one was BBC.
Mentioning it to him that we'd like to use it that night, it has been in the public domain.
Yeah,
so it's gone through all the sort of
But I think... As much to let him know that there are people who are still interested in it, actually.
Mm.
I haven't seen John Fraser's, and I was thinking I really ought to make an effort to go and...
He was at David Humphrey's funeral.
He obviously gave the thing.
Right. Mm. I meant to give you this. I haven't got it yet, but I will give you the transcript.
Well, that's that would be wonderful. Mm. but the fact that, you know, it's partially lost to the family is quite an interesting thing.
Mm.
And then following on from that is that Judy, the other sister, who's
Russell
been dead some time now, she had all the video, it was Super 8. Reels of all the rocket runs that Tom Parker used to do, and I went to her house with Mike Harnett 15 years ago, it must have been at least, if not 20, nearer 20, when she was living opposite Lots, you know, up Cam's Hill there.
Mm.
And we sat and watched some snippets of some, because she didn't have many people to have an excuse to show it to, and because she knew my grandfather, and you know, because of the coaching, which you know, I can sort of fill you in, might pay just to put those two connections together first and just deal with my bits and pieces of coaching, because there is a link there as well with these rocket runs. Okay, technically the Parkers were in Droxford District. They did, and but you know, a small amount of their land, well, I say small, some of it was in the Hambledon parish. And you know, I suppose they would have classed themselves as Droxford and Hambledon.
Am I right?
Folk, if I can be so bold.
Am I right in thinking that where you see those sort of green fences?
Yeah, they were all here.
They were
that,
originally
that was all
Parker.
Tom Parker fences, yes.
So that was definitely Hambledon, wasn't it?
Where are we talking?
Yeah, but you know, they ran, Wallacewood ran, you know, the Wallacewood farm yard was actually towards the western end of their block, but they did run over slightly towards Meanstoke, and of course the bit that I bought. And they were up on Hoe Cross, of course, right over to Hoe Cross, with those fences. But of course, you can see them in the here, and also you can see the bits that were subsequently fenced after that video was, that program was made. Because I'd only ever known them fenced.
So are those DVD copies of the VHS?
Yeah, I've made those for my own purpose. I've given the odd few away now and again.
How do they come up after the VHS?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've got an old fashioned. A combined machine that so I can I can copy from there to there.
So is that for your purposes?
Well, that I can take a copy now and put it onto my laptop.
Because it would be better for you for us both to have something that in different formats. Cause
yeah.
Well, yours is on a DVD, isn't it? You've done the same as what I do. Yeah. Or rather, Stephen did it.
Stephen did it. Yes. I'm not clever enough.
No, I've actually got the same as thing that you're talking about, but I haven't used it. I've inherited it. All the junk comes to me. But in this case, it's useful junk.
Yeah. That's right.
But Judith Rush Bridger had some... I know she's died, but there's somebody who knew Judith Rush Bridger who also knows Nigel Wilgoss.
Nigel in the village, yeah.
In the village, who has access to a huge number of coaching albums that used to belong to Judith. And
I'd love to see those.
Well, I want to see them. Nigel bought one round to me, and the quality. In fact, you've got one on your computer because we took one. I think we scanned one from the album, just as an example. But I get so scared of having all this stuff.
So what pictures were they of? Were they pictures at the show at shows? Formal pictures taken at shows?
There wasn't. The one I saw, the album I saw, was mostly road work. But I mean, there he is with eight in hand. I mean, he's got possibly 12. Could he have had 12?
I very much doubt it.
No, it sounds like a lot to me. But they were...
You run out of trays,
and run length of road.
Yeah.
But I was always had it in my sights to bring them around to show you. But I the idea was.
Well, some of that may be on some of the cine stuff now. One doesn't want to be recording this really, but. The Parker family didn't all see eye to eye, and Judy and John tended not to get on. And there was always a question of my memory is a bit hazy now, but I remember talking to Mike Harnett about where those Super 8 reels should end up one day. And you know, one assumed that they would perhaps end up with John. He may actually have had some himself, because I do vaguely recollect bringing the subject up with
John Harnett.
John Parker.
John Parker.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He may have some, but one can only assume that Judy's son would have
Can you remember what Judy's son's called? It's not Neil, is it?
No. If you hadn't asked me, I would have told you.
Sorry.
To be fair, I've never met him, I don't think. But Mike Harnett would tell you straight away. He's in the book. He's in the phone book, actually.
Is that what you're talking about?
That's one of the collections.
Which coach is that one?
It says Rocket on the back.
That's under Nick's Picks, right. disc four.
Well, Tom Parker bought that coach from my grandfather, after my grandfather was died. I've got some other pictures to show you of it as well. Yeah, that's right.
That's a little bit touched up, but not much. It's quite a good original.
Unfortunately, there's not enough pictures of people in there to sort of place where it, when and where.
But this album that I was lent had probably got 30 pictures in it, and another four tucked away, which I didn't see. But I just get so scared of having other people's property, particularly if I'm going to be away. So I returned it to Nigel, and he said that he would fix up a meeting when we could actually look at them properly. But that needs to have my
I'd really like to be present there, mm-hmm. because I'd like to be a fairly straight man and say, what are you going to do with these for the long term?
Mm.
Because although it's essentially of the coaching era, the original coaching era, it might be worth them being deposited at the Arlington or the Arlington coach museum at the National Trust one.
Yeah.
Especially as they've got some of my grandfather's. Or they should be presented to the coaching club, actually. That might be more important, because they would have, I would expect them to have an archive, and the coaching club would be a good place for them to go as well. And I know that, well, Jim Corbett's been president, I don't know if he is now, but I know the new president's going to be shortly. I don't think he's actually installed yet.
The funny thing about these repositories is often the things that disappear into them are just as hard to get out as they are. I mean, you know that they are secure.
Yeah, but that's
but
all
they're
you.
Not very accessible.
No, but that's all you can do with them, because the problem is, my family's got massive amount of stuff, some of which is in my store next door, and a lot in my cousin's place in Norfolk. And my cousins, I went to visit my cousin in Herefordshire just over a year ago, and he showed me a photo album which his mother had acquired from his mother, which is full of coaching photographs, including pictures of Don Parker and my grandfather, and pictures of my great great grandfather's motor vehicles outside the house in Norfolk, and all the rest you've never seen. Absolutely, the rest of them were chatting away in the kitchen. I didn't hear a word. I was absolutely. I wanted to take that. I wanted to steal that. And you know, things like that. I want to make a family archive. Deposit it all and get all my cousins to do the same.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beauty of the digital age, is that, you know, people can still have arguments over the actual physical assets, but as long as you can get a good copy of them.
Yeah, well, he has digitized them anyway, so the physical stuff should be in an archive somewhere. Oh, and I know somebody who would create the archive as well. That's my, you know, I could put it all together. If only my cousin in Norfolk was slightly more cooperative. That's another story for another day. Coffee definitely helps. right, so just Let's just stick with coaching then for a minute or two, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for me to take this away, Philip, or do you want to?
Well, I wouldn't mind it back, because I usually give them to people and never see them back again.
No, I'll certainly give it you back. I just want to make sure I've recorded it. I don't really want to take time to burn it today.
No.
I'll actually put it on my hard drive, but it might slow my computer down, which isn't working as fast as it should anyway.
We are inevitably going to jump about it, actually. But
the good thing would be if I could keep scanning. Mind you, this will make noises while you're recording.
Where the hell would that be? Somewhere I've got a DVD. I hate to think what I've done with it, because I did. I've changed the computer about 3 times since I last
face off.
Use it. I die on you.
It's true.
Get old and
the great thing about an Apple is time machine, because it enables you to have a seamless move from one computer to the next.
I'm afraid I'm not that technically minded.
I'm not either.
I have an arsey feeling I've left this to somebody and forgotten to get it back. Right. Bat is aerial photographs of. Have you got a drive on there or not?
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Just pop it in for a second. And have a quick look at that while I'm just clearing it.
Never get ahead.
Oh my goodness.
See if I can get the image a bit larger. Not very big, are they? Let me see if I can.
This is Philip's farm, is it?
Well, there's no clues to it.
What does the title say?
Mm-hmm. The trouble is with all these archives,
they use
codes, yeah. So you don't, they don't tell you in plain language, do they? Philip would be the one to tell us, I guess.
What are we looking at here, Philip?
So that is a 1948 aerial photograph of, I picked it, it actually come from the records office in Winchester, so you can get them anyway. But we concentrated on, I think there's more than one sheet, isn't there? We basically tried to cover the Leydean estate, but it would also capture little bits and pieces of Hambledon, because obviously it's we're going close enough to Hambledon to.
It's very difficult to interpret aerial photographs until you get some.
Well, you've got to know the lie of the land, but if you.
But that looks. Is that high?
If you made it look bigger, I'd be able to. I'd be able to tell you where it is straight away.
That's not going to work. I don't know that we can get it bigger
in
the framework without actually
opening. When I loaded it on previous computer,
is there one of these that you know?
I just came up as a full screen, and then I can open it up.
This is just in a viewer, yeah. So which is a good one to start with? Is this a good one to start with?
It doesn't really matter, I'll zoom to that.
It's this one, isn't it? This will open up in another program. It'll take a little minute to load.
It's just. The whole of Hampshire, whole of the UK possibly, is just with something I came across in the archives when I was in Hampshire Archives by chance.
Gosh. Why can't I make this work? It's amazing. are you like me? If you get away from your desk, I mean, all of my memories in my hands. You see, so.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah. So.
We used to have a bigger screen to work with, but have to make do.
We need to be able to just sort of scroll it across somehow. That's right. So there you go. It's telling you exactly where you are now, Droxford.
So is Hamilton's out of picture then, presumably.
Hang on a minute. That's I think that's Three Corners. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Exactly.
That's Three Corners. Yeah, because that's Brooks Copse. So Hamilton's down there. There we go.
Yeah,
it's on a bit on the edge.
On the cusp there.
And but these are it carries on this way as well.
Yeah. Okay, I wonder if there's any clue in the titling to give the sequencing.
Well, there's only three of them, I think. So, but you could actually get. It's just unfortunate Hamblin's on the corner of a whole, you know, of four, and you could get the other two to the south if you needed to.
That's Chidden there.
Yeah, looks like it. Yeah.
But it doesn't like this resolution, so we'll open that one up.
Yeah,
as well.
Of course, it's not perfect enough for the digital age. The picture itself is.
Well, it depends how it's been saved.
What would you see? They would have taken a photograph of a photograph.
Looks like so many bits of stone placed on there, doesn't it?
Well, it's fascinating looking at the outlines in the field, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's right.
And here, I mean, that's just amazing. Was that an army range or something? Or see these pit marks?
No, they're all trees. Those are trees.
But those are indentations, aren't they?
No, they're not. They're trees.
Oh, there you go.
The most useful thing, from my point of view, is that it shows us exactly where our water supply is, because they had just completed digging it in when that photograph was taken.
Whoops.
So those white lines, that is the main. These are all the pipes that they dug in. Literally, they'd done it.
That was just the infrastructure going in?
Just the year before, 47.
Goodness me. And after that, before that, it was all artesian or...?
Well, it was just local wells in each farmyard or whatever. Yeah. And they used to save a lot of water off. You see, the main reason why all the barns became tin-roofed was,
to collect
water. Mm. As well as the fact that that's Tegley's there, as well as to save. Now, while you're there, just go that way a bit and just go down. That's quite so. Whoop, stop there.
It's golden shot. Down a bit.
I got that on the internet after you showed it to me.
Yeah.
That's Tegley.
That picture there, that. Hedgerow there is that one there.
Wow.
So these trees have grown up by now and they're still there. And they weren't there. That was about 1920 that picture was taken. I was given this for Christmas. I think it was just after we got married by Fiona's parents. And I was sitting just flicking through and I thought, something about that picture that looks familiar. And after a couple of minutes, I realised, having already studied some old estate maps and what have you, I realised that's on my farm because I was farming.
Once you know where it is, that's really familiar, isn't it?
Yes.
But this guy, in fact, I think he's called.
I ought to say that bit there is that bit there, which is is that there,
okay,
which looks as though it's already been taken out by the time of this picture, but you can see the line of that old field boundary.
Damn me. It's so rich.
It's extraordinary.
I mean, this
this chap who took that photograph.
Yeah, that's
a chap called Eric Guy. Or
that's
Eric,
right. Yes.
And he's got a whole. I've discovered a whole portfolio. It,
all
of
red in Reading.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I told you to look there, didn't I?
Well, I definitely want to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Reading agricultural.
All his photographs. Yeah. He's got. I mean, we're not talking one or two. There's, I think, there's
a
thousand.
Oh, absolutely. I don't doubt it for one moment. He was like Marshall, but he used to go over the whole of Southern England rather than just the very sort of Waterloo little. Locality.
So he's worth following up.
Mm. So, and the interesting thing is, and here's a bit of sort of history. So, Mike and John Harnett's father was still alive when I was here, when I came to Chidden, because he was the tenant here.
Yeah.
And I'd given this book, and I showed him this picture, and he. Because he and his uncle farmed at Tegley's from 25 to 35. And he looked at that picture and he said, I don't recognise the man, although difficult to do, obviously. He didn't recognise the horse. He didn't say, don't recall him saying, I don't recognise the machine either. but that would have been, all machines of the time would have looked much like that. Of that type.
Mm.
But he said, I don't think that could ever have been during his time there because the crop looks too good. And that wasn't a criticism
of
their
farming. Just
the
condition of the ground.
And he thinks that picture was taken before they went there, so that's why I say 1920.
Oh, right. That was that John Harnett picture.
Yes, that's a great one. I even sent that to
Alex
because of the of the Hermitage Barn, which I've never seen. Oh, sorry, I say never seen. I have got an aerial of it now, but it's a great view of the Thatch Barn at Hermitage. Sorry, we're getting a bit too parochial
now.
It's inevitable, really. It's inevitable.
Fact that Bert said that. He didn't think that was in his time.
But this is in the 50s, isn't it, with John?
Yeah.
So John must have been very young in the 30s here at Chidden.
So Bert and his uncle came from... I'm almost going to say Littlehampton, but to be fair, Mike and John would know better. And they bicycled to Tegley's to look at the farm to decide whether they were going to take it or not, and they ended up taking the tenancy. I assume it was a tenancy. And they had it for 10 years, but they couldn't make it pay. He said he made more money out of the rabbits and the... and the stones, which I'm sure I've said to you before. I wrote a note just to... So it was coincidence that he'd been to take leads before he came to Chidden, because he came to Chidden much later as Blackman's farm manager, if you like.
Mm.
He would have been called a factor in those days.
A factor?
Which is more of a Scottish name,
yeah.
I think. But I've always known that terminology to represent
a manager type.
Reeve is another word for that.
Gosh.
Steward.
Reeve,
I think.
Double E.
That's got to be one for the evening.
Mm.
Well, I've always understood it to be Reeve is probably somebody what would now be classed as a working farm manager.
Yeah.
Is my guess. but I may be wrong about
well,
that.
It's got to be Middle English and feudal.
Yeah,
sort of
it would have been a feudal word and would have changed. It would have its usage and meaning would have changed over time.
Mm.
A reeve might have just been a freeholder at one time.
Okay.
And would you have got?
But gradually the word gets corrupted.
Mm. And would you have got words like that that would have been regional?
Yeah, because I'm pretty certain that the word factor is more Scottish or Northern England than down here. But I've often heard, I've come across the word, as it were.
Mm.
A steward would be the more of the equivalent of a in-house agent, you know, like a land agent. But, you know, there's always crossovers in these areas. Everybody wants their people to do something slightly different.
Mm.
So your water going in
47. Yeah. So that was Lady Peel laying new water supplies across the whole of her estate.
And would that be coincidental with the start of the sort of degradation of the pond here at Chidden and the one at Rushmore?
Rushmere. Yeah. I don't know anything about, although she owned Rushmere Farm at that time, I don't know anything about that pond other than the fact that I can only assume that it just took water off the roads, the same as the pond did here. The story that Bert Harnett told me about the pond here was that that every, you know, 10 years or something, they used to dredge it for the silt. And in order to hold water, it would have had to have had a puddled clay bottom, and they were over enthusiastic in their removal of the clay.
But they must have known the mechanism by which that became.
My guess is it might have been virtually fallen into.
Let go.
Well, it was towards the end of its useful life as a water source, you know, because wells and pumps. I mean, there was a mechanical pump out here with a pump house, which was put in the 1890s, which we gave to what we thought was a museum down in Petitshire, when they said they were going to restore it and we never heard nothing about it.
Yeah.
but it was, I forget exactly what make of.
But there is a museum still existing in Titchfield, isn't
there? I've got some pictures of them taking it out, actually, but I'm not sure whether they're here or elsewhere.
Mm.
But anyway, we were desperate to cap the well because it stank to high heaven. and the wooden structure was on the way out, so we were glad to
take it.
To remove it, to be perfectly honest, and cap it off.
Mm-hmm.
It served no purpose. Chidden had a water supply since the late 1800s that served the immediate area. Lower Chidden by then also had its own pump, which provided water for Lower Chidden, and it pumped it over to Hermitage. And when Lady Peel installed the reservoir and connected the other bits of this area, just talking about this supply, they just tapped into those existing pipes.
Yeah, I mean, sort of just in the context of you know, England's history at that time, there was none of the skill sets were left, probably. Or they were bothered about them in terms of doing puddling clay and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, by this time the car was starting to really come into the ascendancy, and the canals were already starting to become less relevant. And they existed thanks to the puddling technique.
Yeah.
As that infrastructure and the technology or the workforce able to operate it. And of course, all this new infrastructure coming in, it just no longer was worthwhile.
The chances are that she put this water supply in with some big grants from the ministry, which would have come in straight away in 1947. she was probably fairly quick.
And was that
off the mark on,
was that initiative a specific agricultural initiative?
Well, it's all to do with the 47 Agriculture Act,
okay,
that, you know, came out of the war to increase production. So there was capital grants, big capital grants, which is as much how Tom Parker's empire ended up how it was. I don't think it's not on that video, but I know it might be in this book, might be in the good old yellow book, but I may have heard it elsewhere. His way of looking at it was that for an investment like a new dairy or something like that, a third of the money would come from government in the form of a grant, a third of the money would come from the bank, and a third of the money would come out of their own pockets, you know, in terms of the profit generation over the years. And that's how they expanded.
Mm.
So,
still big risk, even though you've got a third.
Yeah, I mean, that was that sometimes grants were possibly 50%, but you know, that was a sort of his rule of thumb to decide how he would go about it. If the bank wouldn't lend it and the grant wasn't big enough, he didn't do it. It's my imagination of that's how I interpret what he was saying. But yeah, I mean, just take that barn at Hermitage, just as a simple example, that modern building there. My father put that up in 1974 with a grant, and I've got the paperwork to prove it. You know, there were small numbers by modern standards, but there was plenty of form filling that had to go on.
Yes, but you'd still do it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I got a grant just before the grant's finished. One of the reasons why I built the right hand of the two barns up the road, where my grain stores are, was there was still a capital grant available at that time, and we all knew it was going to
dry up.
So you know, I got a grant for that, but it wasn't 30%. Hasten to add, right?
What?
Coaching. Mm-hmm. We stick to the coaching because we have got that connection, as it were, between my grandfather and Tom Parker, but my grandfather wasn't a Hambledon man as such. And part of the reason why I'd be interested to see what Nigel's got in those old ones.
It's Nigel's friend. I need to find out who Nigel's friend was.
Right.
Okay. And I will do that. I've made a note for myself.
Is because these photographs were actually given to me by... lent to me by Judy Rusbridger, and they are photographs of the first rocket run, as they became known. So the picture you showed earlier on your screen of the rocket, this is it. So I may have shown you these. I can't remember.
I don't think I've seen. So this is your grandfather up.
Yeah, so.
With the glasses.
Let's run through who's who. That was grandfather. And that's Judy Rusbridger.
Oh,